Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Yates. The Gemara on top of Daf Yates Amud Beis brings a memra, Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Hamoitze Kalayim Bebigdai Poishdan Afilo Beshuk. Someone who finds Kalayim in his beggar, he has to take off the beggar even if he's in public. And the Rush in two different places, in Nida, in the back of Masechtas Nida, in Perek Tes of Hilchas Kalayim, Simen Vav, and the Rush in his Pirish Mishnayis on Masechtas Kalayim, Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet, says that it's specifically when the person finds that he himself is wearing a beged of Kalayim. That's when Rav says that he has to remove the beged even if he's in the shuk, even if he's in public. Lefi she'ein chachma ve'ein tfuna le'neger Hashem. A person, even though there's the inyan of Kavod HaBrius, but Kavod HaBrius is not deicha in Isser. However, if you see someone else who doesn't know that he's wearing Kalayim, and you recognize that what he's wearing is Kalayim, then you can't tell him. Because Kavod HaBrius doesn't say that you have to go be mafresh someone else from being over in Avera, b'shegeg. And the Torah in Yerudei Simen Shin Gimel says that the Rosh is not like the Rambam. The Rambam Kalayim, Hilchas Kalayim, Perek Yud Halacha Chavtes, says that if you see your friend wearing Big Day Kalayim, you must tell him and he has to take them off, even in public. And I saw the Sefer Pri Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chavav, and his Shuvis, says that the Yisayda Machlekes is how to understand our Gemara, because the Gemara in the Maskana at the bottom of Yotes Amud Beis says that only by an Isser of Kum Vaaseh, that's when Kavod HaBrius is not Deicha the Isser. But in a situation of Shaval Taisa, then Kavod HaBrius is Deicha. The Gemara over there is discussing where somebody is on his way to either give a bris milah to his son or shecht a carbon Pesach, and he sees a mace mitzvah, and because of him stopping to bury the mace mitzvah, he's not going to be able to do one of those two mitzvahs. So he's being over the asay, he's being mevatel asay of milah or Pesach in order to bury a mace. So you see that we're him not doing the mitzvah, b'sheva al taisa, is in place of Kavod HaBrius. The Kavod HaBrius says that he has to bury the mace. There, we say that the Kavod HaBrius is deicha the mitzvah saseh, where it's b'sheva al taisa. Now, how do you look at a situation where you see your friend who's wearing kalayim? On the one hand, the Rush says that not telling your friend that he's wearing kalayim is a sheva al taisa. On the one hand, you have Kavod HaBrius. Kavod HaBrius would say that your friend doesn't have to take off his clothing. On the other hand, perhaps you have the chiyuv to go let him know that he's being over in Avera. The Rush understands that it's a Sheva Al Taisa against the Kavod HaBrius. But the Rambam says that no, since the person himself who's wearing the Kalayim is doing a Maisa Avera, and for him it's a Kum Vaseh, so you're responsible to let him know not to be over and Avera become Vaseh against the Kavod HaBrius. That's how the Pri Yitzchak wants to explain the Machlekes Rambam and the Rush. The Gemara in Shavuos, Taf Lamed Amud Beis, towards the bottom, has a memra from Rabbi Bar Rav Huna about Hayt Sorve Merabbanan, the other Bezhadusa. A young Talmud Chacham, Nu Eidos, Vezila Be Milsa Le Meza Le Be Dina. It's a Bizayin in that situation, in his situation, it's a Bizayin for him to go to say the Eidos. The Gemara says he doesn't have to go say the Eidos. And the Gemara's maskana is that that's only by Dini Mamanis. Avol B'Isura, when we're discussing Isser, and Rashi says, in a situation where there's an Eishes Ish who's coming to tell Bezdin that her husband's not around anymore, and she wants to get remarried, and this Sorvei Merabbanan knows Eidos that her husband is around, if he doesn't go say the Eidos, he's going to cause this woman, perhaps, to get married, even though her husband's still around, there he has to go. Because ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzel le'neger Hashem. So Tosfos asks from our Gemara. Tosfos over there, the Ibrahim Maschel Aval, asks in our Gemara, the maskana is that where you have Kavod HaBrius against the Sheva al Taisa, the Kavod HaBrius wins. Over here, the Gemara in Shavuos, the Sorvei Merabbanan who aren't going to go to Eidos is only a Sheva al Taisa. So why do we say that ein chachma ve'ein tvuna ve'ein etzel le'neger Hashem requires the Sorvei Merabbanan to go say Eidos? Why is it different than our Gemara, where if I have Kavod HaBrius against the Sheva Al Taisa, we say Kavod HaBrius wins? So Taisa says two tirutzim. Taisa says that in our Gemara, where we say that the Kavod HaBrius overrides the Shava Al Taisa, is because it's a Genai Gadol for the Mace Mitzvah, who doesn't have Kavrim. There we say that Shava Al Taisa is Mutter. It's Mutter to be over in Avera, but Shava Al Taisa, and rather go bury the Mace. And Taisa brings a Raya. Taisa says, Aval Hacha Gabi Eidos, like a Genai Kol Kach, V'loi Shari B'Yisura V'Afilu B'Shava Al Taisa. That's Taisa's first Teretz. Taisa's second Teretz is, that when somebody else is doing a Isser through him, it's not called Shava Al Taisa. And since over here, if this Sorva Merabbanan doesn't go to Eidos, he's going to cause that an Isha is going to commit Eishas Ish. Because of him, there you don't have the Heter of Kavod HaBrius, even though it's Shava Al Taisa. So the Achronim point out that Taisa's second Teretz definitely seems to be like the Rambam, not like the Rosh. Because it says clearly, and when somebody else is going to commit an Avera by you not doing something, by you being a Sheva Al Taisa, like over here, by these Edom being a Sheva Al Taisa and not saying Edos, they're going to cause someone else, who's the Eishes Ish, to go be over an Avera. There we don't say that Kavod HaBrius is Deiche. So too, you would say that is exactly like the Rambam Shita, where I see somebody who's wearing Big Day Kalayim in the street, and me not going over to him would seemingly be a Sheva Al Taisa. But the Rambam says, no, since that person himself is going to be Ervi B'kum Vaseh, definitely Yom Chuyiv to go tell him to remove his Big Day Kalayim. Have a wonderful day.